Azul vs. Cascadia vs. Calico, which cozy tile layer is right for your table? Dax here, let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. All three are gorgeous, all three play in 30 to 45 minutes. And all three weigh in around 1.8 on BoardGameGeek's complexity scale, but they are not interchangeable. Cascadia is the relaxed wildlife puzzle that nobody at the table hates, forgiving, generous, the best gateway and the best solo. Azul is the sharp, competitive mosaic where greedy drafting earns you negative points and the tension is in screwing your neighbor gently. Calico is the brain burner, a quilt of three competing demands that turns into desperate damage control by the midgame. Pick Cascadia for peace, Azul for friendly knives, Calico for punishment you'll thank it for. Here's the trap people fall into. They see three cozy tile-laying games with watercolor art animals and a 45-minute box time and they assume buying one is the same as buying any of them. Wrong, dead wrong. These three games all flat-out are Plan B pedigree, all award-winning, all the kind of thing you can teach your aunt have wildly asterisk different temperaments. One soothes, one spars, one burns asterisk. Buy the wrong one for your group and you'll have a beautiful object collecting dust on the shelf next to the cat in box nobody asked for. I'm Dax, I don't do participation trophies. I played all three, I watched normal humans react to all three and below I match each game to the exact player it'll delight and warn you by name who's going to quietly resent it. Wait, teach time, tension, solo, table presence. Let's carve. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support PuzzleWick at no additional cost to you. What actually separates these three games? On paper they're triplets. In practice they're a yoga instructor, a fencing coach and a Sudoku app that hates you. Azul Michael Kiesling, 2017 Spiel des Jahres asterisk 2018, drafting plus pattern building with chunky resin tiles. You take all tiles of one color from a factory display, and the leftovers slide to the center for your opponents. The whole game is what you leave behind. Greedy grabs you can't place become floor tiles, straight negative points. Cascadia, Randy Flynn, 2021. Spiel des Jahres asterisk 2022, a two-part puzzle. Draft a habitat tile and a wildlife token together, place the tile to grow your map, place the animal to score against shifting goal cards. Low conflict, high serenity. Calico Kevin Russ, 2020, hexagonal quilt patches that must satisfy three overlapping demands at once, color groups for buttons, pattern groups to attract cats, and your private design goal tiles. Every patch fights itself. Same shelf, three different sports. The rest of this piece is about which sport is asterisk yours. The complexity numbers are a trap board game geek pegs Azul 1.8 and Cascadia 1.83 in weight, basically identical. But weight measures rules, not agony. Calico's rules are just as light, yet it's by far the hardest to play well because the scoring is deliberately obscured. Don't let three near-identical complexity scores fool you into thinking these feel the same. Which one is the most relaxing and the best gateway? Cascadia, no contest. This is the game you put in front of people who say I don't really like board games and watch them unsay it. The genius is that Cascadia is asterisk generous asterisk. There's almost always a decent move. You're optimizing, not surviving. The tension is gentle, it shows up only when the habitat tile you want is bolted to a wildlife token you don't and you have to compromise. Nobody leaves the table bruised. That forgiveness is exactly why critics handed it the 2022 Game of the Year and the 2023 International Gamers Award for Best Solo Game. It teaches in 3 minutes, it scales from a quiet solo evening to a chatty four, and it never makes a new player feel stupid. The catch, and it is a real catch, is that the same forgiveness can read as flat to sharks. If your group lives for confrontation, Cascadia's lack of player interaction will feel like everyone's playing solitaire in the same room. That's not a bug, it's the entire design thesis. Just know which side of it you're on. The relaxed versus flat split. From Real Players, one forum reviewer nailed Cascadia's mood as much more relaxed, still some nice tension when the landscapes and animal pairs don't match and you have to make choices. But another flagged the trade-off. The scores are always a bit too similar, I wonder if the variability is so wide that there aren't too many dangers in the game by design. Both things are true at once, buying for a mixed group. If your table is one part hardcore gamer, one part just here for the snacks, Cascadia is the safest single purchase on this list. It's the only one of the three where nobody walks away frustrated. Which one has the sharpest competition and the best table presence? Azul. This is the one with knives and the most jaw-dropping table presence of the three. Those chunky resin tiles are the secret weapon. They have heft, they clack. Sliding one home is a tactile reward, and a finished mosaic genuinely stops people walking past the table. Azul made the jump from hobby shops to Target shelves precisely because it looks like art and plays like a fight. The fight is the indirect kind. You can't attack me directly, but you can take exactly the tiles I needed, or arrange the center so the only color left is one that'll bury me in floor penalties. The negative tile system is the engine of the whole thing. Take more than you can place and the surplus becomes minus points. greed is taxed, that single rule turns a pretty abstract into a wonderfully mean little knife fight. Who will hate it? Asterisk the conflict averse. If your group wilts when someone snipes the tile they wanted, Azul will feel hostile. And solo Azul is an afterthought, this is a head-to-head game. Two players is where it sings. The Cascadia base game spread, blending forest, prairie, wetland, mountain and river habitats. The friendly knife mechanic from a reviewer Eric of What's Eric Playing pinned exactly why Azul's meanness stays fun. It can be mean, but it's hard to be directly mean. If you set up the center so that someone will get stuck with it, it's decently likely that that someone will end up being you. The penalty system polices your own aggression. Azul is the only true two-player game here. Everyone sells these three as 1-4 player games. Technically true. But Azul at two players is a tense duel and Azul solo is a forgettable bolt-on. If you're a couple or a two-person household, Azul is your pick on this list and the other two are the compromise. Which one is the brain burner that'll make you sweat? Calico. By a mile, do not let the cats fool you. This adorable quilt is the meanest puzzle on the page. Here's why it burns. Every single hexagonal patch has to satisfy three competing systems at once. Asterisk. Match colors to earn buttons, match patterns to attract cats, and hit your two private design goal tiles which demand specific arrangements of same or different. A patch that's perfect for one goal often sabotages the other two. The scoring is deliberately obscured, you frequently can't tell what a tile is even worth. The arc of a calico game is brutal and kind of beautiful. You start optimizing, and somewhere around the halfway mark you realize the exact tiles you need are not coming and the whole thing flips into damage control. That's the moment that either makes you grin or makes you put the game in the donate pile. Who'll love it? Asterisk the puzzle masochist who'd rather wring 3 points out of a vice than be handed 20. Who'll hate it? Literally anyone looking to relax. Calico is the opposite of cozy. Once the patches get tight, it just dresses like cozy. Mid-game meltdown, described by people who lived at Meeple Mountains, Andy Matthews put Calico's difficulty perfectly. The deeper the claws sink, until halfway through the game you're begging Bastet for any green tile. A SU and SD forum player echoed it. You need exact matches and at some nail-biting point you realize you won't get them, so it becomes about damage control. This is the Calico experience in two sentences. If you buy Calico, buy it for the right brain. Save Calico for your most patient, puzzle-hungry player, and consider playing it solo, where its near-zero player interaction is a feature, not a flaw. As a four-player fun night opener, it can frustrate newcomers badly. As a quiet one-person evening optimization, it's superb. How do they compare on solo teach time and downtime? If you play alone or want a game that also plays alone well, this matters more than the art. Best solo, Cascadia, full stop. It literally won the 2023 International Gamers Award for Best Solo Game. The mode is engaging, the puzzle holds up against just yourself. And the scoring stays satisfying. Best good solo runner-up, Calico. Calico's lack of player interaction is a asterisk liability in a group and an asterisk asset alone solo. The obscured scoring becomes a pure personal optimization challenge with no one to blame. Worst solo, Azul. It has a solo variant, but the whole soul of Azul is denying tiles to a human across the table. Alone, that engine is gutted. Teach time, all three are 3 to 5 minutes to explain. But learning to play well diverges hard. Cascadia clicks immediately, Azul clicks after one painful floor penalty round, and Calico might take 3 full games before you stop feeling lost. Downtime. Azul has near zero downtime at 2. It can drag a little at 4 while everyone calculates. Cascadia and Calico are both largely parallel solitaire. So downtime is low even at 4, though that's the same coin as low interaction. Calico's hexagonal quilt patches in bright patterns and colors, waiting to be sewn into a cohesive design. Solo gamers, this one's easy if you primarily play by yourself. Stop reading and buy Cascadia. It's the rare game designed for the table that's genuinely excellent alone, an award-winning solo mode, not a tacked-on afterthought. Which is the most beautiful on the table? All three are stunners, but they win on different axes and pretty might genuinely be your tiebreaker. Azul wins on asterisk tactile drama. The heavy resin tiles are the showpiece, a completed mosaic looks like a museum piece and the components have a weight the other two can't match. This is the best leave it out on the coffee table object of the three. Calico wins on asterisk charm asterisk. Bait Sobel's art and the lazy cats wandering onto finished quilts give it a cozy storybook warmth that's pure serotonin. It's the cutest box on the shelf and the production thick boards chunky tokens is top tier. Cascadia wins on asterisk clean calming beauty asterisk. Soft Pacific Northwest palette, gorgeous wildlife art and uncluttered table state. It's the most asterisk peaceful looking asterisk of the three, which perfectly matches how it plays. My ranking for Raw WoW, what's that table presence? Azul first, Calico a close second on charm, Cascadia third only because its serenity is quieter by design. But there are no losers here, every one of these is a beautiful object. A finished Calico quilt, color groups, pattern clusters, buttons and contented cats all scored together. Why Calico's charm sells the punishment reviewers consistently note being drawn in by the cozy cat aesthetic and endearing art by Bait Sobel, that warmth is exactly what makes the brutal puzzle palatable. The cuteness is the spoonful of Sugar, so which one should you actually buy? Stop agonizing. Here's the decision tree, DAX style. Buy Cascadia if you want one game for a mixed group, the best solo experience, a stress-free teach, and zero risk that anyone leaves grumpy. It's the safest, broadest, most universally liked pick on this list. If you only buy one, buy this. Buy Azul if you're a duo or your group likes friendly conflict and you want the most striking object and the sharpest head-to-head tension. It's the best two-player fight here and the prettiest thing on the shelf. Buy Calico if you or one specific person crave a genuine brain burner, love solo optimization, and find joy in wringing points out of an impossible constraint. It's the deepest puzzle and the one most likely to frustrate the wrong player. If I had to own exactly one for a household that does a bit of everything, Cascadia. It's the broadest delight and the least likely to disappoint anyone. If I'm picking the one asterisk I personally reach for as a gamer who likes a challenge, Calico, it's the only one that still makes me sweat. Azul sits beautifully in the middle, the social sparkly knife in a velvet glove pick. Three great games, no bad answers, just stop buying the wrong one for your table. The one-line verdict: Cascadia is the people pleaser, Azul is the duelist, Calico is the masochist's darling. Match the game to the brain, not the other way around, and never buy the brain burner for someone who just wanted to unwind. Final verdict. Three excellent games, zero bad answers, but they are not interchangeable, and buying the wrong one for your table is the real mistake. Cascadia is the winner for most people, the broadest delight, the best gateway, the best solo, and the only one nobody walks away resenting. If you buy a single game off this list, make it Cascadia. Azul takes second as the sharpest and most beautiful, a knife in a velvet glove duel that's at its best with two players and on frequent deep discount. Calico lands third only because it's the narrowest fit. For a puzzle-hungry brain or a solo optimizer, it's arguably the deepest and most rewarding of the three, but it dresses like cozy and plays like punishment. So never hand it to someone who just wanted to unwind. Match the game to the brain at your table, not the other way around. Still deciding? Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. Which of these three is the best for beginners? Cascadia. It teaches in about 3 minutes, almost every move is a reasonable one, and it never makes a new player feel stupid. It's the safest first purchase for a group with mixed experience. Which one is the hardest? Calico. Despite light rules, it's the toughest to play well because each tile must satisfy 3 competing scoring systems at once and the scoring is deliberately obscured. The midgame often turns into damage control as the tiles you need fail to appear. Which is the most relaxing? Cascadia, clearly. It's generous and low conflict, an optimization puzzle rather than a survival exercise. Calico looks cozy but plays brutally tight, so don't reach for it to unwind. Which is the most direct competition or player interaction? Azul. You take all tiles of one color and the leftover slide to opponents, so you're constantly denying tiles and setting up poison situations. Cascadia and Calico are mostly parallel solitaire with little direct interaction. Which is best for solo play? Cascadia, it won the 2023 International Gamers Award for Best Solo Game and the mode is genuinely excellent. Calico is also a strong solo pick because its near zero player interaction becomes a feature when you're alone. Azul solo is a forgettable afterthought. Which is best for exactly 2 players? Azul. Its head-to-head tension shines at 2, where you can directly target the tiles your single opponent needs. Cascadia and Calico both play fine at 2 but lose nothing going up to 4 since interaction is already low. Are all three really the same difficulty? Number they sit close on Board Game Geek's complexity weight, all roughly 1.8 to 2.0, but that measures rules, not agony. Cascadia is easy to play well, Azul takes one painful round to get, and Calico can take several games before it clicks. How long does each game take? All three are listed at 30 to 45 minutes. Azul can drag slightly at 4 players during scoring calculation. Cascadia and Calico keep downtime low even at 4 because turns happen largely in parallel. How much do they cost? Always check the live Amazon price before buying. Which has the best components and table presence? Azul for raw drama, its heavy resin tiles clack satisfyingly and finished mosaics look like art. Calico wins on charm with Bait Sobel's cat art and thick premium tokens. Cascadia is the cleanest and most calming. None are cheap feeling. Can I play these with non-gamer family members? Cascadia, absolutely, it's the family-friendly champion. Azul works too if the family enjoys light competition. Be careful with Calico, its tight puzzle and obscured scoring can frustrate casual players who expected a cozy night. If I can only buy one, which should it be? Cascadia, for most people, it's the broadest delight, the best solo, and the least likely to disappoint anyone at the table. Choose Azul instead if you're a two-player household that likes friendly conflict, or Calico if you specifically want a deep brain burner.